This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. It's gonna take a solid 48 hours till I actually remember the day that we're on. It's Tuesday, not Monday.
I had to say that out loud to myself this morning.
Yes.
It is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, the 3rd of January.
Yes. I ever since Christmas Eve or whatever, that whole Friday, Saturday, I've been off, out of phase.
100%. Yep. Didn't know what day it was. Nope. Didn't know. I think a lot of people feel the same way and just trying to get back in the groove again. Yeah. But it's always a pain in the butt when it comes to the dead week, New Year's, Christmas. We may as well just give in and just take the whole thing off.
Right.
Quit trying to pretend.
Shut everything down.
They almost did, man. The whole deal with the airlines, Southwest Airlines, catching so much flack over Christmas and the holidays, trying to get people, and then you had so many airlines that canceled flights.
So it wasn't I was just going to ask you that. It wasn't just Southwest. It was other. It's all you hear about is Southwest.
They were the worst hit when it came to. They had the most screw ups. I mean, just like I think it was something like 90% of their flights were effed up, and they were, you know, either the luggage went and the people didn't, or there were missed flights, missed connections, there were canceled flights. They couldn't. And see, that's the other thing too is, with all the airlines, if an airline doesn't fly, then that crew isn't available for a flight they were supposed to do later in the day from somewhere else that goes back the other direction. And so then they can't find crews. And so everything was just, and the weather, of course, the weather was, you know, didn't, it contributed. And, but backup plan wise, I mean, it was worst case scenario, it was perfect storm. And, I was honestly, when the government came out to say, oh, we can't have this, we're going to make regulations. And I'm like, that's not, you know, just let it filter out. People will figure out either they're going to fly with them again or they're not.
Well, and the regulations thing is like a lot of it, like you said, with the crew, like if you don't have a crew, you don't have a crew. If your crew's worked too many hours in a day, if you want to release those safeguards and let crews work, you know, an 18-hour day, then that'll be okay. So we don't have to make more regulations. Just relax the ones you already have in situations like this.
And you know, holding them accountable and all this stuff. I'm like, you know what? People's money will hold them accountable.
Yeah.
They'll decide if they want to put their money in them again. And for the most part, the people that fly Southwest don't care.
Right. I love Southwest. And I was going to say, I love Southwest and I've never had an issue with them at all. I had them, they lost a bag once, but I had it back in 4 or 5 hours. And like they have Denver is a huge hub for them. St. Louis is a huge hub for them. Both hammered with winter storms. So when you have like your nests that are just like messed up, it's going to screw everything up.
Most of the people that fly Southwest, as we've said many times over the years, they are the closest thing to roll the dice airlines that we have.
Yeah.
Them and what's the other one? Spirit Air or something like that.
Oh no, Frontier is like you pay you pay your tickets so cheap, but literally you have to pay for every step you take down the aisle. You have to pay to buckle your seatbelt.
They nickel and dime you all the way down, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So if you really just want to get somewhere super quick and you have a purse, go Frontier. But otherwise,
don't check anything.
Right.
But yeah, the Southwest thing, I'm just like, just let them be. I mean, it'll work, come out in the wash, as they say. You know, people will decide, it's no big deal. And you know, what's funny is, even though I know this was over a week ago or a week ago when this was going on, I guess, really over the last week. But interesting thing is, then that led me down a whole nother little wormhole. And I don't even remember when this happened because so much has happened in the last 10 days. I don't even want to go down this road. But anyway, of where, you know, like when people lose their luggage or when the luggage goes and they don't, and then the luggage ends up somewhere and so many things that get lost. And then they got to talking about on one of the shows about the luggage lost and found at the airports. Well, there's a luggage lost and found at Epley. There's one at every airport probably. And it's not just the airlines, like the airlines have their own, but then also airports have their own, you know, to try and get things reunited with their rightful owners. And then I happened across a television show and it was about Lost and Found.
Yeah.
And there is literally a place where all the luggage lost and found, maybe not all of it, but a lot of it ends up, and it ends up in auctions.
I saw that was on Sunday morning. I love the Sunday morning news show on CBS.
I know. I slept through them.
About a month ago, they did a story on that place. I think it's in Texas somewhere, whatever, where it all goes. And they're showing people's bags as they're going through. I'm like, what if somebody's watching? Like, that's my shirt. That's my laptop. That's crazy.
There's my stuff. Yeah. Right. And they did. They showed people with their unclaimed. I think it was on Netflix. There's a special. There it is. Unclaimed baggage. It's on Netflix, Inside Airport Lost and Found. If you get a chance, there's an auction house, and it is, let me pull it up here real quick. Joe Pyle, P-Y-L-E, Complete Auction and Realty Service. He's in Pennsylvania, and that's their gig, man, is auctioning items that come from airport, especially Pittsburgh's airport, mm-hmm. Lost and Found.
Yeah.
And they have, there's a store called Unclaimed Baggage, the nation's only lost luggage store, unclaimedbaggage.com. If you want to check it out and you're looking, maybe you lost something.
So are all these bags that people are dumb enough not to put their address on? Like, you don't have a tag that says return to blah, blah, right? blah. That's all people don't do that.
I think for a lot of them, which, right. I mean, that's something that early on, it was just like, but then again, the way we fly is so different from the way we used to fly, mm-hmm. right? I think that there's been some things lost in translation, but it wasn't just having a tag on the outside of the luggage with your name, which some people consider to be dangerous because it had your name and address, right? Mm-hmm. So put one inside it as well. You should have a tag inside. And then they were going through how they try to partner or put things back together. Like, they would go through, hopefully there's some medicine in their bag that had a prescription name on it, or hopefully there's some film and they could, you know, there's like literally cameras. I mean, they were still showing 35mm cameras, and they were like, well, let's develop some of this and see what the pictures are.
So they try they try their best to get the bag back to them. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. They're trying really hard to find something that connects them with somebody. And then you've got computers. Well, if you can't get into them, all you can do is wipe them. I mean, if they're going to resell them.
Yeah.
And that's what they end up doing. But they have just tons of people. And I'm like, honestly, I'm thinking that kind of looks like a fun job. I mean, you know, the investigation side of it, you're trying to figure out who it belongs to.
It's like, it's intriguing. Like, Storage Wars is intriguing, where you can get into somebody else's stuff. And like, it's like, it either could be a total flop, or like, you got some amazing stuff. And if you can't get it back to them, then, I mean, what are you gonna do?
Well, and I think that's kind of when they go to the point where they're ready to auction this stuff off, they've exhausted all the means or methods that they have available to them.
Yeah. I get what they're saying about having like the little tag on there or whatever in your address. It's uh-huh. not safe, but I mean, I know
just didn't, so didn't stop Sam from taking any, did it? But
right.
that story just blows my mind. When you have your, what was he? The Department of Nuclear Waste or whatever, yeah. Sam Brinton. And he's literally stealing bags.
Yeah, he's and he's not like a guy that just blends into the crowd either.
No, he's not.
I mean, if we're putting it, it's not like just a normal, you know, hey.
Even when he doesn't wear his stilettos, even right. when he doesn't, he still doesn't blend in.
Right.
But he swipes those little bags, and you know that wasn't the first time.
No, I think they had two, right? Yeah, got caught twice. So you know those weren't the first two times.
Just now he's a little more high profile. Maybe that took away his fun,
yeah.
didn't it? Because maybe he hadn't tried it since he got famous.
Yeah, it's so weird why somebody would do that
anymore. See, it's give and take, man. You want fame, you got to give up stealing bags.
Well, it's like the people that you just never know. People that steal bags off of porches. You know, it's like it could be an Xbox. It could be some gum. You never know. It's a total. Yeah.
You've heard about the people that literally put stuff out on their front porch to be stolen. That's trash or crap or whatever else. So people could steal it and you stole junk. Did you see there was a post on Nextdoor, and it happened to a family in Elkhorn? There was a video, their Ring camera or whatever kind of camera they have. It's like whatever. But they saw the video, somebody taking things off their porch. And so they posted the video and asked for help. If anybody knows who this is, because they're taking all the stuff off our porch. Because they were out of town. Some stuff got delivered. And so it was just one of those things. Come to find out, it was a neighbor who had seen the stuff on the porch and decided to go grab it so somebody didn't steal it.
Oh, that's nice.
And so then there was this big call of that they needed to apologize and they needed to post a blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know what? Just get off their back. I mean, honestly, if I'd seen that video of somebody taking stuff off my porch, granted, I know most of my neighbors.
Right. I would know if I saw Jean Jacket or Roger Dodger walking over the street like, that's Rog grabbing our stuff. Like and if it's somebody I didn't know and they said my neighbor, I'm like, well, what are you doing grabbing stuff off my porch anyway? Thank you. But why?
Right. And yeah, for a lot of neighbors, I think most of us too know that if we were going to go do that, I would probably look around because I'd be like, do they have a camera?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a camera? If you have a camera, yeah. I'm taking your stuff to my house,
you know,
just kind of thing. So it's kind of on the people who took it also because they weren't asked to do it.
Yeah.
It was a kindness. It definitely was a kindness.
And not to pile on the people that own the house, but what are you doing ordering stuff so it's delivered while you're on vacation?
I think it was one of those, I don't know if it's a vacation or they just were out of town that day or something. You know what I mean? It can happen.
Sure. Something gets delayed or whatever.
You come home and you see, you know, there's shit on your front porch. You're like, oh crap. You know, what is that? Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause I forgot I ordered something or it's just my cat food. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who knows? But anyway, I just wanted to say I have no idea who the people are in Elkhorn that did this. That had their stuff taken, but I feel bad for you because you shouldn't have been shamed because you called out, hey, somebody's stealing my shit. You shouldn't have been shamed for doing that.
And I'm sure they apologized to their neighbor and that's all that matters. Who cares? We don't need apologies. Why do we need an apology?
I think we're good. So anyway, but yeah, there was, and I think it made it into the news too.
Who needs an apology is my wife, Beth, for the way the lady at Costco talked to her on Saturday.
Oh my God.
And I even, cause I wasn't there and I'm not a confrontational person, but I'm not confrontational at all. But if somebody in a customer service realm, whatever, speaks down to me, I'm not going to sit there. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I will say something to her.
I'm
him.
Over that.
We went on, I think it might have been Saturday. I don't know. It was one day that it was crazy craziness. It's always crazy, but it was crazier than normal. And we had a return that we were going to take. So we went in there and the return line was super long, but we needed to get some stuff. So we just went, got a cart, put the return and the return is in a bag. Like it's not a costume. It's just a bag. And we set it in the little place where the baby sits in the cart. And we'd go around and went and got our stuff, whatever it was. And then when we were in line to check out, she's like, hey, you want to go grab some sodas for us at the little whatever cafe? So I did that. And she went and checked out. And she didn't do the self-check. One of the other registers were wide open. So she went up. And the lady, like, and at Costco, sometimes they used to put your stuff on the cart, whatever, the little whatever that thing is.
The conveyor belt?
Yeah, you used to put that on yourself. But now they've changed some things where you put the cart behind and then they put the stuff on the conveyor belt.
I'm always, can I just interject real quick? I'm always confused about that. Do you usually go to the one down south or La Vista or up north? South. Because at the one up north or Dodge, I'm always like sometimes they look at you like, go ahead. And I'm like, which items do you want me to put? Do you want me to put the eggs?
Right.
Do you want me to put?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, where's the grid that what we're supposed to put up there and not? Yeah.
Big things, little things. Is it easier for you if I just leave them in here and you can just zap those five things and I'm out the gate? You know, or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm with you. I'm like, I don't know. And then you start putting it on there and they go, we can do it. I'm like, okay. Well, I don't know. Like, dudes, tell me what to do. I'll do whatever. So the lady says to Beth, she goes, what's in that bag? And she goes, it's a return. And she goes, you should not have been left in here in the store. And she said it like Beth isn't one that exaggerates the tone of somebody. And she said it to her. She goes, it was very condescending. And she goes, well, you can't have that in here. You should not have been allowed to bring that in. And she goes, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. Here's a receipt. Yeah. And she goes, well, you could have taken the receipt and grabbed another one and tried to get more money for a $3 whatever face mask. I don't even remember what it was. But so then the lady, while she's talking to Beth this way, is grabbing, we got some cold stuff and she got a couple jackets, right? And so she puts the cold stuff down on, this lady puts the cold stuff down and grabs the jackets and throws it right on, it was chicken. It was a rotisserie chicken, could be greasy. The lady puts the jackets right on by the chicken and Beth started to grab the other jacket. She goes, I'll get it. And she goes, yeah, but I don't want chicken on my jacket. She goes, I'm not going to get chicken on your jacket. And I'm like, as soon as she said that, I go, babe, if I was there, I wouldn't have caused the scene, but I would have said, what are you, why are you talking to a customer this way? This is ridiculous. Sorry you're having a bad day, but there are jackets. And if they have chicken on them, we're going to get yelled at for trying to return them again, right? We can't return stuff this. Okay, it fires me up now just thinking about it. Oh, I'm not going to get chicken on your jacket.
Yeah. Maybe that's why her lane was open.
Seriously. That's a great point.
Everybody said, Nasty Nancy's having a day, guys. Jeez. Stay away.
I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not going to get chicken on your jacket. Well, you're laying it on a rotisserie chicken that has grease on the side. So I'm thinking there's a high probability you're going to get grease on our jacket. Then we're going to have to return it because there's grease on our jacket.
Right. Right.
And I'm sorry that your person up front let us in. We don't know the rules. We're not employees, so that's not our fault. A situation like that should have said, hey, just for a heads up, we usually can't do that, but we'll talk to the guy up front to let him know that he should have told you at the beginning.
Well, you still would have had to come in the main door. You wouldn't go in the outdoor.
It splits off because
you have an indoor, there's one. And then if you go in, you can circle around and come right back to customer service.
But you're supposed to, because we had this conversation, because when you walk in, the outdoor is where you're supposed to go in to return, because the customer service is right there. You're not supposed to take merchandise through the indoor.
Well, I've done it too. So,
well, I'm going to tell Connie, and you're going to be getting a call today.
Flag my account immediately.
Yep.
Oh my God. All right. So one last thing. Did we have anything else you needed to get to real quick here?
No, that was it. Just
was that your big,
that was it. That was it. That was my big thing.
I had to just throw this one out here because, this is something that was just hilarious that somebody did. And it was on, Twitter, and it's this hilarious parody account. This guy, his name's Greg. And that's what he goes by. If you don't follow Greg, I suggest you do.
Okay.
But Greg just, he does dumb, like comedians, the comedians that are real, like they make your mind go, whoa, didn't see that coming all the time. Right. Mm-hmm. So he's one of those. And he posted, I just ordered a McDouble with everything removed. Stay tuned. Let's see what happens next. And he ordered it with an Uber driver to deliver it. So he ordered it and it has the receipt here, and it's, and the receipt literally has on it, no burger, no ketchup, no bun, no onion, no mustard, no, it goes down the list, no American cheese, no pickle, $3.59. And dash tip, $10, total $16.96 for this burger to be delivered. It was a dasher.
And what was in the thing?
That's all that should have been was the wrapper. He was messing with them. He was messing with them, and it's hilarious. I love tweets like this. And anyway, it goes on. It shows preparing your order. It shows McDonald's preparing your order. And he says, hopefully they don't mess up my order like they usually do. And then somebody writes to him, hey, your order came through as nothing. You had nothing with nothing on it. No bun, no meat. I'm going to cancel this order. And he writes back, I want the wrapper. And the guy says, this is a waste of my time. I'm contacting support. They were gonna they credited him back the $16, but they wouldn't deliver just the wrapper. For $16.
I would do that all day long.
All day long. It was hilarious. The back and forth. I just like when that shit happens. I think it's funny. I like stumbling across those. And when you see like Target getting involved with somebody, or you see Wendy's going after somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. They probably thought they were getting had, like the guy was trying to do a gotcha or something like that. God
and he's
forbid.
He literally has his card. It was charged for the amount. It was total with the tip, with the dash delivery charge. Everything was included, but he asked that everything be taken off except the wrapper. And they didn't deliver the wrapper. Oh, they canceled on him.
That is funny. That's rude. Sorry,
funny.
Buddy. That is funny.
It was like, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Right.
That's crazy. So anyway, Centrists, welcome to 2023.
We are here.
We gotcha. We're very excited. Centrist Federal Credit Union going to hang out with us for another year. And they're right there for you right now if you're just kicking off things for the new year and saying, you know what? Let's get our finances in order. Let's figure out a way to save a buck or two. They've got programs, they've got accounts, and they've got professionals that are more than happy to talk to you. All you got to do is stop by their website or pop in. They would love to have a little FaceTime with you.
Yep, you can go anywhere. Go online there because there's locations all over the place. CentristFCU.org or 402-334-7000. Thank you to Centrist. Thank you guys for listening on this Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. Thank goodness you remembered the day. Have a good one. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.